Please keep your Bible open to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. I shall read to you all the 10 verses. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as it is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. May the Lord bless the reading of His holy and precious word. The good news exposes the bad. How often do we long for good news, and just good news? We don't want any bad news to come upon us. Now the IR will be completed in a few years' time. Will that be a good news? Now to some, to the unemployment, to those who are in need of jobs, that will be a good news. There was once a story about a poor man who has a family to feed. He was living in this small town. And so they were prepared to pack their bags and to move to another town to look for a living. But then suddenly, there was a mega city building project that came into this small town. And to this man, it was good news, because this mega city building project needed builders. And so this man secured himself a job for at least for the next 5 years. He will be living a comfortable life. But that is the beginning of the bad news. Now, these 5 years was a breeze. Very comfortable. The family was very happy because everything was well provided for. But at the end of these 5 years, the man was out of job again. And so the man stayed around this completed mega city. Now, this mega city is no ordinary city. It was a casino city. And so he just stayed around the casino city. Once in a while, he will go in and gamble, but not so serious. But then as time goes by, he became more desperate. He became more in-depth into gambling. And soon he was in great debt. And one day, he brought his family to one of the high building, and together with his family, they all jumped down the building. Now it was good news for this man when he found job in this mega city project. But it was only the beginning of a bad news, that he allowed himself to run into desperation. Perhaps there may be another project that will be coming in this small town. But he couldn't wait anymore. He was too desperate. He destroyed his own life at the end. A very bad news indeed. Now the IR will be coming. Will this be a repeat of this story of this poor man? Now our children will be living in such a condition in a few years' time, with the IR, with gambling right at the doorstep. Our children will be exposed to all these snares and temptation. Will our children survive? Will our children walk with our God? For that is our prayer. And therefore, every parent must pray for your own children. Guide your own children. Teach them the way of the Lord. There is no other way. Let them know the good news. It is better for them to walk with the Lord than for them to walk with the world, to enjoy all the prosperity, successes of life. I would rather my own children be a humble clerk or worker and walk in faith in the Lord than to be so successful in life, in their career, that they forget all about God. That is my fear. So my prayer is that you too will guide your own children. Guard them, help them in their spiritual life. Now in our text this morning, we are presented the same pattern. We have the good news, we also have the bad news. And it is the good news that exposes the bad news. Now for the poor man who found work as a builder in the story just now, that was good news. But it was only bad news when he allowed his life to be ruined by only a moment of greed and out of desperation. Now in our passage in 1 John chapter 1, we have the summarized testimony of Apostle John. And it has to do with a person who transformed his life completely. And it begins with this man called Jesus. Now for every good thing that were to come into our life, it must begin with this man, Jesus. And John cannot keep quiet about this man who brought him the good news. And he knows he must share the good news. And so as we move along, we hope and I pray that you will discover that John's testimony is a progressing testimony. In other words, it leads from one point to another point. So I hope you will not miss the point. Now, first of all, the good news is a life-changing or a life-transforming message. And that we see in verses 1 and 2. And John began by saying, that which was from the beginning. Now, it is the same beginning when he wrote John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same beginning. And Genesis 1, verse 1 says the same thing. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And so in the beginning, Jesus is God. He is the beginning of no beginning. Now our lives have the beginning. And we all must begin with this beginning. Jesus. Jesus is the beginning of the new life that we are to live before Him. And so John says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the Word of Life. And so a life-changing, transforming message must begin not from man, not from us, but from the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that your beginning? Is the beginning of your happy life begin from the Lord Jesus Christ? You have no happiness to speak of unless you begin your life right now with the Lord Jesus. You have no transformation to speak about unless you have the first beginning with the Lord Jesus. Now that which from the beginning, which we have heard John says. Now the Jewish saints in the Old Testament period, they have been hearing the Messiah that is promised to them. Generation after generation, they held on to this promise. And finally, to the time of Apostle John, the promise has arrived, has come. And he saw with his own eyes that which we have heard from the beginning come into life before him. He saw the Lord Jesus Christ. Now John, being a Jewish fisherman by profession, before he followed Jesus, he believed in all his heart the Messiah that will come to save him from his sin. Now his life was about to change after Jesus stepped into the fishing boat. The fishing boat that Apostle John, together with his brother Simon Peter. Now John had just completed a whole night of fishless catch. The entire night of fishing. But there was no fish to be found. And so Peter and John were so tired, together with other fishermen. It was very unusual not to find any fish, because according to their own experience, that was the best time to fish, and yet there was no fish. And so they were all very tired in the early morning. And when Jesus came and went into the boat and started teaching and preaching. And then after preaching and teaching, Jesus says to them, "Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught." They obeyed. They went out. They put down their net. And to their surprise, the worst time to fish was at that moment. Perhaps at the early morning or even the late morning. The worst time to fish. But God is in control. Abundant of fishes, they caught. To their surprise. Now this miraculous catch was not to encourage John and Peter to keep it up in the fishing profession. Because after a whole night of fishless catch, they must have felt so discouraged. But then this abundance of fishes must have spurred them on. Maybe I should not give up my profession. I should keep on fishing. But Jesus has a different calling for John as well as for Peter. And that was the beginning of transformation. The beginning of the good news that was to happen in their life. And so our life, when we encounter with Jesus, our life must transform. It cannot remain the same again. Is your life transformed? Now in Singapore, drug abuse remains low for the past 20 to 30 years. But nonetheless, there were a number of halfway houses for the drug addicts to kick off their killing habit. Now it was reported that the Christian halfway houses reported the highest success of drug addicts not going back to drugs again. Now what could have caused this great success of the Christian halfway houses? The only answer is this: the gospel. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is more than just dealing with the habit. It is dealing with our life. It is more than just getting rid of a bad habit. It is a whole life transformation. Your whole life must transform when you see the Lord Jesus, when you know the Lord Jesus. And so that happens to Apostle John. that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Yes, he has the first-hand experience living with the Lord Jesus, sleep with him, talks with him, eat with him, do all things together with him. And before his eyes, he saw the miracles, the great works of Jesus, and how Jesus daringly go against the Pharisees, which no one will ever dare to do so. John saw it. John witnessed all these great works of the Lord Jesus, and his life was transformed. So the good news is the life-transforming message. So when people tell me, yes, I believe in Jesus, I believe Jesus died for me because he loved me, but this sinful habit of mine, I know it is sinful, but I don't think I can change. But I believe God will understand that it is very hard for me to change. How will you respond to such a situation? Is it impossible for us to change? Nothing is impossible with God. The problem is not whether we want or not, we can or not. The problem is whether are we willing to be changed? Are we willing to put away this sinful habit? Because it is this sinful habit that stands between me and God, that is destroying my fellowship with God and with one another. Are you willing to remove them for the Lord's sake? If you can, praise the Lord. If you cannot, then it is the bad news. You have not allowed your life to be transformed. You do not really have the good news in your hand. Perhaps it is the bad news. The bad news that will lead you all the way to judgment. Because you love your sins more than you love God. Is that happening to you? And so the good news is a life-transforming message. Have you heard of a story about a cannibal? Now, a cannibal is one who eats human flesh. There was a tourist who got lost in the jungle. And so as he was making his way out, he saw this tribal man reading a book beside a huge cooking pot. And so this traveler was very curious. What book is he reading? And so he went closer and he realized that he was reading a Bible. Now this traveler is an atheist. An atheist is one who does not believe in the existence of God. And so he began to mock at the Bible. He began to tell this tribal man there was no God. Everything about this book and in this book is all a big lie. And then this tribal man stood up and he responded to this traveler. Dear sir, if not for God, if not for this book which I'm reading right now, you will be in that huge cooking pot right away. You won't be standing here for so long. Now the good news has changed this tribal man. Not just his life, but also his appetite. So we see that the good news is a life-transforming message. Is your life transformed by the good news? And so that's my first point. The good news is the life-changing message. And that happened to Apostle John. Verse 2. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. So all the experiences that John had with the Lord Jesus are all real. Because he saw with his own eyes, he has handled the word of life. He is transformed by the transforming good news. Now that leads me to the second point in verses 3 to 4. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Now what's so good about the life-transforming message? Yet it changed our life, but what's so good about this transformation? Now this good news is also a happy news, a happy message. A life-transforming message is a happy news. There is no true transformation unless it results in happiness. So if you are transformed and yet you are still so sad, there is something wrong with the message. There is something wrong with your transformation. Now in FEBC there were a few ex-drug addicts. You look at their life now, not the past. They have been fully transformed. They are all happy Christians. They are not sad. Because they are not delivered just from their bad habit. They found new life in Christ. And that is the thing that makes them happy. Now they count themselves more fortunate than all those that are up there who are having great wealth, great position in the society. Because these are the ones who do not believe in the Lord Jesus. And yet the Lord has transformed these so-called outcasts of the society. And I chosen them for this wonderful privilege to enjoy the abundant life. They are happy because of this good news. And because they are happy, they are totally transformed. And because they are transformed totally, they are happy. And so are you a happy Christian? Now sometimes when we go for evangelism, we carry ourselves with sorrow as if we are going for a funeral. And then when we share Christ with them, it is as if it is a bad news. So no wonder people do not see the excitement, the joy that we Christians have in our life because of the good news. Now we may have our struggles as we share the gospel. You do not need to be trained in FEBC before you can share the gospel. You just share simply how the Lord has been good to you, how your life has been transformed by the good news, all that you know about Jesus Christ, the living Savior. You just share simply, and by faith, we pray that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will convict the heart of the people. But our responsibility is to share how God has been so good to me, how our life has been transformed. If you are not sharing, is it because your life is not transformed? If you are not sharing, is it because you are not really living a happy Christian life? That may be the case for some of us. That is why we are not sharing the good news of salvation. Now Apostle John is so eager to share that which we have seen, that which we have heard. He wanted to share. Now the heart of a true pastor is not one who wants a big congregation or look for numbers. in his own church. He wants his children to know the truth. He wants his children to believe in the good news and walk in it. Now look at another epistle of Apostle John. Turn with me to 3 John chapter 4. 3 John chapter 4, Apostle John says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Now that is his heart. He did not see that his children walk in truth. He only hear. He only heard. And that gave him the joy in his heart. Now the same joy that has caused his heart to be happy is because of the transforming good news. It is a happy news. But he also wants his children to believe in the same good news that will transform them, that will give them happiness. And so the good news is a happy message. Are you happy? If you're not happy, then only one thing can be true, that your life is not transformed. The story is told of three men who found a treasure on the ground. And so they agreed among themselves not to tell anyone of this treasure. They want to keep all the treasures to themselves. And so they decided to go into the town to purchase this land and to buy all the necessary equipment to dug up this treasure. And so off they went into the town. And by the time they left the town, a whole multitude followed these three men. What happened? Didn't they agree among themselves not to tell anyone? Do you know what happened? The smile on their face have given them away. So as they purchased the land, they were so happy. As they purchased the equipment, they were so happy. And so the people who saw their happiness on their face, they knew that something must be very good. Something must be very fishy. Without knowing what it is, they just simply follow these three men. They know that as long as they follow these three men, they will be into something very good. Now that should happen to us as well. Do others see the happiness, the joy that we are Christian? Or do others does not know that we are believers in the Lord Jesus? Unless you have been transformed, that's why this happiness is missing. So the good news is a transforming message. Have you believed it? If you have believed it, your life will be transformed. And you can be sure that you will be happy. Because the good news is a happy message. Now what is the good news, by the way? The good news is the Lord Jesus. God the Father has sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, to come down on earth to live a perfect life. He suffered and He died on the cross for our sin. Now notice that John says in verse 1 that He is the Word of Life. Yet Jesus died on the cross. He was buried in the grave. But it is not a word of death. Jesus is the word of life. On the third day, He rose again from the dead. And so this gives us the hope of everlasting life. You have Jesus. You have life. We are not talking about earthly life. We are talking about eternal life. The new life that we have in Jesus. You can pick anyone out there in the world, an unbeliever, who may be still living, still having life, but it is on the way to his death, and much more to his second death. But for us, we are given a new breath of life. We may one day face death, but it is only a short transition to life eternal. Now our life is so short compared to eternity. 70, 80 years is short compared to eternity. Have you believed in the good news? To secure you this eternal life? Now the good news exposes the bad news. What is the bad news? The bad news is, if you have not believed in this good news, we are still condemned because of our own sin, because of our own sinful nature. We are all condemned. Believe in the Lord Jesus, because it is the word of life, and he will give you life. Now, so what if you believe in him and receive his promise? Is there any difference that is visibly? Now look at verse 3. The difference is the word fellowship. In verse 3 we read, "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ." That is the one thing that we can see. Fellowship. Do you have fellowship with one another? And this fellowship is based on your fellowship with God the Father and with God the Son. Now the kind of fellowship that we're talking about is not the YPF or any ladies or men fellowship that you have in this church. The fellowship that we have is based upon our fellowship with God the Father. Because anyone can attend YPF, can attend any men's or ladies' fellowship, and yet found to be out of fellowship with one another. Because he has no fellowship with God the Father and with God the Son. And so we must get this right. Do you have the fellowship with God the Father and with God the Son? If yes, then you have fellowship with like-minded brethren in the Lord Jesus Christ. True fellowship, whether it be in YPF or in any fellowship, when you come together, you have true fellowship because of your fellowship with God the Father and God the Son. If you do not have fellowship with God, this is bad news. It is really bad news. Now, verse 5 onwards is the check for us, and that is our next point. Now, verses 5 all the way to 10 tells us that we must walk in the light. We cannot walk in darkness anymore because we are children of the light. Verse 5 to verse 10. "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." So the good news is, when we walk in the light and not in darkness anymore, God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. But the problem with us is we often go back to darkness. We often find ourselves walking in darkness. Why? Because we love our sin so much. Because we cannot bear to forsake our own sin. Now, could it be we have not received the good news in the beginning? That's why our life is not transformed. That's why we are not happy. We are not receiving the joy of salvation. It could be that happened this way. But there's no need for us to continue on this way, as we are reminded that God is light, and therefore we cannot walk in darkness anymore. There was a man who was feeling bored, and so he decided to go out into the sea with his fishing boat. And it was in the late afternoon, and so he decided to take a nap. And by the time he woke up, it was late in the evening, and everything was very dark, and he forgotten to bring his lamp. And so while he was struggling to row back the boat to the shore, it was in vain, because he couldn't see anything in front of him. And then suddenly, out of this darkness, he saw a small glow far away. And so he decided to focus on this glow, this light. And he rowed all the way based on the glow. And finally he reached the island and he was saved. Now we are living in this world of darkness. And God has been pleased to reveal to us His light of salvation. But we are still living in this world of darkness. Have we allowed ourselves to be covered with darkness and put away the light that has shined upon our life? It is so easy for us to ignore and to forget the light. We need to come back to the light. We cannot walk in darkness anymore, because God is the light. Now from verse 6 onwards, God gave 5 conditional clauses with the small word if. And out of these verses, 3 were negative and 2 were positive. Verses 6, 8 and 10 are negative, while verses 7 and 9 are positive. Now verse 6 says, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. The negative. The good news exposes the bad. You do well if you walk in the light and not in darkness. If not, then you are in darkness, and that is bad news. You have no fellowship with one another. That is also another bad news. And your sins are still not cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. That is another bad news. Because in verse 7, if we walk in the light as it is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And that is the positive one. If we walk in the light, our sin has been cleansed by Christ. And we have fellowship one with another. Now God has sent His Son in order that we may be restored to Him, that we may be reconciled to God the Father. And so Jesus came to give us this new relationship. Do you have this new relationship? Do you know the Savior? Now you cannot know the Savior unless you open your heart to know Him. Yesterday I was speaking to an unbeliever. He was invited to the Adult Fellowship Gospel Rally. Now he knows a lot of things. He can quote you the right verses. we can tell you the belief of all the major religions of the world. He attended messages after messages of Christian churches. He knows, but he does not have the saving knowledge of the Savior. His knowledge of Jesus Christ is an ordinary knowledge. It's the same kind of knowledge that he knows the President of Singapore or any great man of history. But the knowledge that we are to have in the Lord Jesus is more than just knowing his name, knowing what he has done. It's to know him as our living Savior. To know him as the Lord of heaven and the earth. It is the knowledge of how we will know our own Father. Because our Father is someone close to us. He is a personal one to us. Do you know your Savior? Your personal Savior? You won't be able to obey him unless you know him. You won't be able to believe in him unless you know him personally. Do you know that Jesus died on the cross for you? And this man was saying to me, well, Jesus died on the cross for man. He did not say Jesus died on the cross for me. And so that is a world of difference. For him, it is just superficial knowledge. This Jesus has nothing to do with me. And therefore, we have no relationship. And that is this man. Do you have a relationship with the Savior? Do you acknowledge him to be your Savior and your Lord? If not, there is no transformation and no happiness to speak about. There is no light or darkness that you will draw the comparison. All this will be superficial to you. Jesus is the Word of life. He came to give you life. Do you have life? Apostle John received the Word of life, and he wants us, his children, to receive the Word of life. Have you received him? Now verses 8 to 10 tells us there is one thing that we need to allow God to help us, and that is our sin. Verses 8 to 10. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, it is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Very simple step. Just to acknowledge that we are sinners. Just to acknowledge that Jesus is our Savior. And we need him to cleanse us from all of our sin. Full stop. There is no need to argue how difficult we can get rid of our sin habits. There is no need to come before God to say, oh, our life is a great difficulty. No need. Just let him transform you. Just let him change you. Just let the gospel work in your life. No doubt there may be struggles, challenges, but are you willing to be changed? Are you willing to be transformed by Jesus? If you're not willing, then there is nothing more to say. You're still in darkness. All we need to do is to confess all of our sin before this God who can forgive us because of Jesus Christ. And so we must confess our sin to God. There is no other alternative. And true confession will lead us to true repentance. And that is transformation. And that is the way to true happiness. Let me end by closing with an illustration. There was a soap maker walking down the street with a Christian pastor. And so this soap maker asked this pastor, saying, "Now you preach the good news week after week, Sunday after Sunday. And this good news that you proclaim, you say that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And the good news is that which men need to hear and change from their old sinful way. But you look at the world today, it is still pretty the same, isn't it? Still very much in darkness, still full of wickedness. And so your gospel, your Christ, your Jesus, has no power." Now this Christian pastor kept quiet. And so as they walked along, they came by this big lake. And there was a little boy who was playing beside the lake. And he got himself very dirty because of all the muds on his body. And so this pastor said to this soap maker, "Now you see, you look at this dirty little boy. Your soap has no effect on this dirty little boy. It does not keep him clean." And of course the soap maker jumped to his defense. "Oh no, 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 no. This boy remained dirty because he has not used my soap yet." Then the pastor replied, "Exactly. This world is still in darkness. All for one simple fact. The world has not believed in the true gospel, in the good news of salvation. The world remained in darkness because they refused to believe in Jesus. Now the world will need us to tell them that Jesus is the only way. That Jesus is the only way to eternal life. If we don't tell them, who will tell them? Who will go forth to point to them that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? The world remained in darkness because of their unbelief. And what are we doing right here? Are we sitting here very comfortable, knowing that the world out there is perishing without the Lord Jesus? Do we not share the good news because we have been transformed? Because we are happy that we have received His good news? And because God is light, and we are to walk in the light. Does others know that you are walking in the light? Or they see you no different from them? Therefore, you are still in darkness. Dear friends, the gospel must change us. We cannot remain the same as before. No doubt, many of us may not have our lives dramatically transformed, just like a drug addict. But still, our life must be transformed. Not the old life anymore, but the new life in Christ that shows forth that we are transformed, that we are happy, that we are living in the light. That others may see the light and glorify our Father in heaven. So may the Lord help us to truly share the good news of salvation, just as Apostle John has experienced. This good news will remain good as long as we believe it. Let this good news come out of our mouth, our life, and all that we do, that others may know that we are walking in the light. May God help us. Let us pray. Almighty God, our most gracious, merciful, loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy precious reminder of the good news of salvation But the good news is a transforming good news. It is a happy good news. Lord, help us that we may embrace this good news in our heart and to allow our lives to be transformed and to help us to live as happy Christians and to walk in the light as Thou art is light. May Thou forgive us for many a time we walk in darkness, that we have shamed Thee, that we have shamed the name of Christ by the way that we speak, by the way that we behave, and by the life that we are living. Lord, forgive us. For many a time we have not shown a good testimony for Thee. The other did not see the living Savior in our life. Lord, help us that we may repent of all of our sin, and help us that our life may be transformed, that we are living a happy Christian life and to walk in the light as Thou art is in the light. Help us, O Lord, that we may not walk in darkness anymore. And because of the Lord Jesus, we know we are able to overcome every sinful habit, every trials and difficulties that comes along our way. Lord, we know we can overcome them because our Lord Jesus is our Lord and our Savior. Help us, O Lord, that we may embrace the wonderful words of life and to walk in the light, that we may be found faithful till we see the Lord Jesus face to face. This is our humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.